There's some that sometimes you, they're about this shape, and sometimes maybe you got green pepper or a little bit of onion in them, and you call them.
But the onion on, we used to eat that with what, a fish or something like that. What do you call them on? Hush puppies?
Right, okay. There's something else that sometimes you could boil in cheesecloth, either with green beans or beans, and or something made with chicken, and it'd be made out of cornmeal, and you boil it in cheesecloth with these things. What would you call that?
Oh, I guess, would you be talking about a dressing?
I mean, it's got a corn name to it, I think.
Like if we make what they call a stuffing, mostly we call it like chicken dish.
Right.
I made some Thursday. Was I guess the best I ever made. It was really good. Made it out of cornmeal, and just made it. I had onions and celery and eggs and milk. It was real good.
Okay, well, there's another kind that you could pick, you could cook in a deep pan, and it comes out soft, and you dish it out like mashed potatoes, made out of cornmeal. Is there a certain name for that kind?
If it is that one, because I never had any of that. I never ate anything like that.
Okay, now there are two kinds of bread. One that you could make at home. Home and the kind that you buy at the store. So you call those two kinds of bread?
Homemade, I guess. And bought. Let's see. Home. Well, I know the one you make at home, that's homemade. And, and I guess. I don't know what you would say. It came from the bakery or.
Yeah. Well, you said bought bread. Is that how you
say it? Yeah, well. And I tell you another funny word we used to say for loaf bread that we buy, like sliced bread, we used to say light bread. We used to call it light bread. I don't know why.
Okay, that's another name. Okay, now you mentioned these before, and they're round, they got a hole in the middle.
Muffins?
No, they got a hole in the middle.
Donuts.
Yeah, right, okay. Is there anything else that you might have called them?
No.
You ever made them or seen anybody make them?
I've seen them made. I never made them.
Well, would it make any difference as to whether they are made with yeast or not?
I think so. Because they have to rise.
Right. I mean, so would there be its name for one that you didn't use yeast for?
I don't know.
Okay. How about if it didn't have a hole in the middle?
I don't think it would be called a donut.
Okay. If you had little stripes across it, fried in deep fat.
I don't know what you would call it. I know, well, it wouldn't be a waffle, because a waffle is not.
No, well, but that goes on to another question, so I guess I'll take you on later. Sometimes you make a batter and fry three or four of these at a time. You eat them with syrup and butter.
Pancake.
Yeah. Have you ever heard anything call them anything else?
Yeah, like flapjack.
Okay. Is that what your parents call them?
Yeah, that's what we used to say, flapjacks.
Okay. Now I'm talking about a small amount of flour. Mm-hmm. And you went to the store and you wanted to buy 2 pounds.
Okay.
Fine. You wanted to make the bread that is not made with baking powder or soda or baking soda. It comes in a little packet and it's dry, and you call that, we've talked about it. It makes things rise.
Baking powder?